It was about 10 years ago. I was with one of my very dearest friends and god brothers. His name was Bhakti Tirtha Swami. He was an African American who was born in the ghettos of Cleveland. He had a spiritual calling. And eventually, he became a Swami with the same guru as me, His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. He wrote many books. He would give spiritual guidance to people like Nelson Mandela, Muhammad Ali, Alice Coltrane. He called me to his bedside because he was suffering from melanoma cancer. I'd like to tell you one story, one that is etched so deep forever in my heart. So one day he was in so much pain that his whole body was trembling. And they sat him on a chair because he was paralyzed from the waist down. And one of his legs were amputated. So he was just sitting on a chair and I was speaking to him because we would spend hours and hours just talking about spiritual subjects. But as I was speaking, I could see he couldn't focus on what I was saying. So I began to chant this Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari, Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari. And as I was chanting, he held my hand. And suddenly, the most blissful smile manifested on his face. His teeth practically went to his ears, it looked like. That's how he was smiling. And his eyes, I never saw him cry when he was in pain, but his eyes were pouring tears of joy. And then he was shaking his head, and he told me, "It doesn't get any better than this." Same pain was there, the body was still trembling. I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "It doesn't get any better than this. I would not trade my position for anything or anyone else in the world. Because I'm tasting the sweetness of Krishna's names." And then he looked at me and his eyes were glistening with light. And he said, "I'm feeling Krishna's love, and I know where I'm going, and I'm ready to go. It doesn't get any better than this." His health was going through so many ups and downs, but his consciousness was always so humble, so transcendental, so full of compassion and detachment.